question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Thanks for listening to those messages, and we hope you'll support all of our show sponsors. Robert, Mary, back with you. And for the next 10 minutes, we're going to be headed to the show hotline to check in with show friend Bill Murnane, the CEO of Lazy Days RV, for today's edition of the Chief Travel Leader Series. And we're sponsored by the world's leading cruise lines.
The cruise industry is certainly navigating through challenging times, but if you enjoy cruising and you are looking forward to be able to cruise again at some point in the future, we do encourage you to stay connected with all of the brands of Carnival Corporation at worldsleadingcruiselines.com.
You know, there are announcements coming frequently from all of their brands, which includes Seabourn, Holland America, Princess, Cunard, Carnival, P&O, AIDA, and Costa. And whether it's late 2020, maybe it's 2021 travels for you, or frankly, whenever you want to go cruising, check out worldsleadingcruiselines.com. There are also individual brand links at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, now let's get right to that show hotline for today's Chief Travel Leader interview and reconnect with Bill Murnane, the CEO of Lazy Days RV, and get his input on the industry as his company is the nation's RV authority as they own the world's largest recreational vehicle dealerships.
Bill, Mary, and I welcome you back to the program. I have to say you've developed a bit of a following amongst our audience across the country, as we heard from a few people over the last couple of weeks wanting to know when we were going to have you back on America's number one travel radio show.
Well, that's great to hear. And hello again, Robert and Mary. Thanks for having me on again.
Well, great to have you back on the show with you. First question I'll just ask you. There's been a lot going on out there, as you know, in the world. I keep saying we're in the upside-down world. Things changed a lot for us 12 weeks ago. I know you have a number of locations across the country. We've seen this week a lot of unfortunate unrest going on. But really, how are things at your locations and the other centers that you have across the country?
Yeah, as we recently announced earnings, and as we said back then, business really fell off a cliff in mid-March and stayed there for about 4 weeks, and then something happened in mid-April, and business just exploded and has been strong ever since then. And that's consistent across pretty much all of our dealerships, Robert and Mary. So. So we're feeling really good about business right now.
All right. Good to hear. Nice to start off with some good news, Bill. So Robert and I have been speaking with, you know, different leaders from various sectors of the travel world over the past 12 weeks on this show, basically since the virus outbreak shut down so much of our country. And we've checked in with both RVIA and KOA. Since you do work with many of the top manufacturers and service all kinds of shapes and sizes of RVs and campers, what are you seeing in terms of demand for the vehicles and in the support services that go along with them?
Yeah, so there's two sort of trends we're seeing right now. We're seeing more new entrants into the market. So I think people who, because of the pandemic, have become more interested in the RV lifestyle. So we're seeing some more new entrants. And the newer entrants are looking for either lower-priced new product or used product. So we're seeing a little bit of more movement towards maybe a little more towards towable and in all categories towards used and lower-priced product.
Okay, that's interesting. I'll shift things a little bit with you. I'll say, you know, when it comes to travel, Mary and I feel that we have a certain responsibility to all of our show fans across the country, as well as the 415-plus stations that air this program and our many sponsors that support us, really to lead like we always have. And you know, I share that because we're working to create what we're calling the Let's Go America Tour that, you know, hopefully will allow us to responsibly travel and entice others to do the same. We've been saying on air since mid-March that travel, we believe, will be mostly domestic this year. It's tough when, you know, you can't fly to Europe to get on a plane, obviously. So it's going to include more driving trips, whether it's for business or leisure. And our Let's Go America tour that we're looking at could easily be done, you know, over a 2 or 3 week period as an RV trip to parts of the country and also allow us to broadcast from certain places. Really want to know, since the Recreational Vehicle Industry Association and Lazy Days RV is uniquely positioned to allow people to travel while also social distancing, what are some things that you'd personally recommend to people listening that, you know, may want to travel via an RV this year, and maybe regardless of whatever unit they're looking at, a couple important accessories that you would recommend them having?
Important accessories. Well, you've got to have some satellite, I think, so just in case you want to have Wi-Fi. But I think most people are enjoying time away from sort of the social media and Wi-Fi. So I think we're seeing some families who are looking at the RV lifestyle as an opportunity to disconnect from some of the electronic things that are in our hands. You know, we have beautiful beaches in this country. We have beautiful national forests and national parks and state forests, and I would really encourage people to take advantage of them. And that's the beauty of the RV lifestyle, is you can go see all these wonderful places and multiple places at a time. And whether you're in a towable product or a motorhome product, it's a wonderful, wonderful experience. Keep in mind that some of the national parks do limit the size of the RV that you can bring into the park. So, and anybody at Lazy Days can help with people figure out what size they can have if they're going to visit some of the national parks.
Okay, if you're just tuning in for today's Chief Travel Leader interview, Robert and I are speaking with Bill Murnane, the Chairman and CEO of Lazy Days RV. Bill, we saw the outstanding job report yesterday, some surprisingly good news coming out of that with those numbers. And as the country is starting to move toward fuller reopenings and getting into more of a recovery mode, hopefully, will there be sufficient campgrounds, RV parks, and service centers starting to open this summer and fall, maybe later on in July, to support this spike and trend that you're seeing in travel by RV and campers that we're expecting?
Yes, that's certainly what we're hearing and seeing, that the states and the federal government are working as best they can to get all these parks open. Because when you think about camping in a park, you certainly can social distance at the same time have a great leisure experience. And that isn't easy to do in some other some other types of vacations. But our understanding is people are moving very aggressively to open all these wonderful places for people to visit, yes.
Curious, what do you personally like to drive when you travel in an RV?
Well, I can't give any specifics because we sell...
Well, you do have many, exactly.
It's like asking a favorite child. You can't do that.
Well, you could go type. How's that?
Yeah, that's. We love all. Any RV that I've ever taken out and camped in or tailgated in, I've loved, Robert and Mary. So, but I can't give specifics because we love them all.
All right, well, that's fair. That's fair enough.
Well, they really do provide, like you just said, it's a good time for some social distancing RV trips for sure.
My family has done it a few times, and we've had such a wonderful time. And the thing you'll find about RVers, they're the most friendliest people you'll ever meet in your life. And and they all want to just be social and have fun.
Well, we could use that in this country right now. That's a good thing.
Yeah, we sure could.
Yeah, we can.
In the time we have remaining, you took over Lazy Days RV back in 2016 as CEO. What have you learned in your position over these nearly 4 years that you're really enjoying, and what are you excited about for the future of your company?
We're excited to continue to grow. We have the happiest, most dedicated employees anywhere in the industry. We're continuing to grow geographically. You've seen we've added a number of dealerships to our network. We're also very excited.
And just tell people right now where you are, because if this show is heard across the country, we're in 49 of the 50 states and Canada. So let people know.
Yeah, so we're in Florida with two dealerships. The largest dealership in the world is in Tampa, Florida, and that's the largest RV dealership in the world. We're in Ocala near the Villages in Florida. We are in Knoxville, Tennessee. We have two dealerships in Denver, Colorado area, one in Loveland, one in Denver. We have two dealerships now in Arizona, one in Phoenix, one in Tucson, and we have a dealership in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And we have a dedicated service center, which is new for this industry, in Houston, Texas.
Well, which is great because if you're out there. As Mary just said, so it's almost 4 years, and clearly you're enjoying yourself.
It's nice
aren't
to see
you?
The growth.
I love it. This is the most fun I've ever had in my career, and I'm 57, so I've had a lot of years in my career.
Well, and you still have many to go, so that's a good thing, too. So hopefully, and you'll get to try all those different types of RVs, those that you have traveled in and those that you haven't, which is good news as well. Well, Bill, listen, we really do appreciate the check-in. I know a few of the fans that have written in. They're going to be happy to hear your voice again on the show. Look forward to connecting again, and our best to you, your family, and all of the folks at Lazy Days, okay?
Same to you, Robert and Mary. Thank you very much.
Great connecting with you again. Take care, Bill.
Thank you.
All right. Nice to catch up with Bill Murnane. And to those of you who have written into us, now you've had a chance to hear him on the show. If you're interested, folks, just go to lazydays.com, lazydays.com. And Mary, we will see what Bill is out there driving around in or whatever. Personally, listen, I'm a big Class A fan. The diesels are obviously a little more difficult to drive, I think, than the gas ones because they're a little smaller. But I think most people are the Class C. That would be
yeah,
the
that's
one
pretty
that's kind of got that top over
yep.
the vehicle. Or the fifth wheel trailers and so forth. So we'll see. Right now, though, it is time for us to take a quick break. Please be sure to connect with us on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram at RM World Travel. There's still a lot more of the program ahead today, 80% actually, and we'll get right to it after this brief sponsors break.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.